Catholic No More. Authored by Larry Jones. Background music supplied by Dan Unger. Introduction. Yesterday was the last day of August 2008, and I was walking in a park. Not much of a park, this park. A 10-minute walk around at a slow pace. I leave my van on the north side, across from Cooper's Groceries and close to Rutland Health Center, and walk the perimeter counterclockwise, just like 30 years ago. 30 years. My youngest grandchild is now about the same age as was my eldest child. Seen so much in these 30 years. Been to hell and back more than once. There are some changes. The walk-on concrete slabs bearing donors' names stretched much further into the park. The tall swings are gone, and the graffiti-laden washrooms are locked up. I guess they just tired of the vandalism. And there's a new child's playground at the far end. The war memorial kiosk is still there, of course, and the same small groups lying on the grass smoking who knows what. And the pines, dozens of them, stretching high, screens around the trunks to protect from pine beetles. There was lots of grass, lots of shade, lots of pine needles and pine cones. It was here, 30 years ago, a Catholic No More was birthed. The Lord had recently spoken three words to me. Write a book. That's it, three words. I instantly sat up from my horizontal position on the couch. Write a book? I had never written a book. Never wrote much of anything. For 2 or 3 months, I spoke in tongues, asking the Lord to give me the interpretation in the form of the book He instructed me to write. Around and around and around this park I walked, praying in the Spirit. Mornings, afternoons, after work, after church, I paced and prayed, prayed and paced, not allowing myself to begin the book, not even in my thinker, until I sensed the pray season had elapsed. It's hard to pray in tongues hour after hour, day after day. But this was my first real assignment, and I wanted it to be good. I had no idea the book would be based on the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Today I begin the task of putting my typewritten, A Catholic No More, onto my computer, making changes as I go, adding insight to insight, rewording, deleting, rearranging. Interesting to see how I was back then, the way I perceived, the history I lived. Since, I have been into and out of evangelicalism. Fortunately, haven't been burnt sufficiently, I did not entirely leave my skepticism behind and still had eyes to see what most evangelicals were and are blind to. There is nothing in A Catholic No More that is not equally relevant to the evangelical. And this book could just as well be titled An Evangelical No More. From then to now, He took me through the storms. I was wounded often, most wounds self-inflicted, and always He applied healing ointment. When my well ran dry, He replenished. Always there, always patient, always the faithful and true witness. To Him, my loving Christ, my hero, my captain, my object of worship, I rededicate this very small work in the hopes He will make much of little.